Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to episode number 165 of the JB Sism Show. Yes, that's right, 165. It has been 2 years, 2 months, 15 days since my last recording.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
Well, taking everything to the next level is what I love to do best each time I hit the record button here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to this episode. It has been a long time since you've heard my voice on this podcast. And it is good to be behind the microphone again. It has been a very long time since I've been recording. And part of it was simply by accident. Some of it was simply because there has been a lot going on in my life. It has not been a quiet, it has not been a quiet 2 years, 2 months, and 15 days as of this recording on Good Friday, March 29th, 2024. That's when I'm sitting down to record this. It's a snow-covered lawn, bright sunny sky, but all of that being said, it feels like coming home. Hitting this record button, it's quiet in the house, the kids are gone, my wife is at work. I just finished up doing what I needed to do for the day at work, and I thought, why not take a little bit of time and hit this record button? So, welcome to the JB Sism Show. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, you're in for a treat. Why? Because we're talking about my life. Well, we're talking about more than that. But really, I wanted to give you an update since it has been so long since I recorded. That was back on December 14th, 2021 was the last episode released of this show. And I had this thought earlier today as I was contemplating hitting the record button. The thought that I had was, how many times in our life do we come across different situations where we ask ourselves this question? Is that really you, God? God, is that you speaking? What is it that you want in my life? How am I to react to the situations and the things that are going on in my life? And I was reminded of missionary Lauren Cunningham. Lauren Cunningham had a big dream and a big vision. He saw waves of young people moving across the continents, talking about the good news of Jesus Christ. And what transpired from that vision was a whole organization called Youth with a Mission, or YWAM. But in his book, Is That Really You, God?, he answers the question how God moved his dream from vision to reality. How he met his wife. And while there were lessons, the tough lessons he ended up learning, he wanted to teach us about the art of listening to God as we seek to simply be used by God. So his memoir, Is That Really You, God?, it's not just a practical guide of hearing God's voice, but it's a testimony of following God's direction and how it impacts our lives and it impacts our world for the glory of the kingdom of God. And as I'm sitting here recording, I have a little bit of a journey, a little bit of a story to fill you in on. So, in the fanfare of Star Wars, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars. Okay, I'm not really talking about Star Wars, but you get where I'm going with this. A long time ago, well, not really a long time ago, we're going back 2 years, 2 months, and 15 days into the past. But I want to go back a little farther before I touch on what has transpired in the last 2 years and talk about what has transpired over the course of the last 4 years. 4 years ago, I got behind this microphone and I was talking about a change, a transition that was happening in my life. And that transition was Life Church of Eden Prairie was merging with another congregation called Christian Family Church here in the Twin Cities in the year of COVID. COVID was in full swing. People were locked behind their doors. They were working from home. They weren't coming out. Schools were closed. And people were fearful. We lived in a time of fear. We lived in a time of uncertainty. And we didn't know what was going to happen. We had a president who was trying to do everything he could to make sure people felt protected and safe. And the CDC did what they could as well, only to come to find out years later that some of the information ended up being misinformation because simply we didn't have enough information about the coronavirus. So all of that being said, we lived in a time where people were fearful. People didn't understand what was going on. We were losing loved ones. And in fact, I lost two good friends of mine to the coronavirus. I lost a good missionary friend of mine by the name of Isaac Menagram. A wonderful, beautiful man in Chennai, India. And he had a ministry of rescuing orphans, and he had a ministry of distributing literature around the nation of India to help people discover the good news of Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, the virus took his life, and leaving his children without a father and his wife without a husband. And my heart broke for them. And they've done incredibly well over the years, but God has been moving there in Chennai, India. And I lost another good friend of mine, a man who did everything he could to tell people about Jesus wherever he went, a man by the name of Steve Smith. And the more I've thought about these men over the last couple of years, I quickly have come to the realization that God puts people in our life for a reason. And he puts people in our life for the simple fact of he wants us to learn from them. And so as I contemplate a long time ago in a life 4 years away ago from now, my life was turned on its head, at least I felt, when our churches merged. The pastors brought me on staff as the executive pastor or operations pastor. Same, doesn't really matter the title. They're both the same title. I mean, same position. Brought me on staff to help them continue the mission and the vision of the church. And I did a lot of good work there. And I feel proud of the things that I accomplished. But I felt uncertainty in my heart because I felt the Lord calling. And I felt the Lord saying, Jason, I have something on the horizon for you. And so what went before was the whole idea of God had used this merger as a stepping stone into the next phase of my life, into the next phase of where I currently am, which I'm really excited about. I can't believe the path that God has brought me on. So while you haven't heard from me in 2 years, 2 months, and 15 days on this podcast, it's not the only podcast that I have. I do have another podcast called The Audio Journal, which you can go to the app stores and find that, The Audio Journal with Jason. And in that podcast, I talked a little bit about some changes that were going on in my life. And this audio journal is really more of a contemplative business journal where I talk about what God is doing in my life and business. Well, aside from working at CFC, the Lord began stirring in my heart and started giving me dreams and visions of the future, of what was to come. And I knew that the path before me was coming. And to make a long story short, the Lord was telling me I was to be going west of where the church was. Really northwest of where the church was. And I was to be taking a new path. Well, that path, I thought, was going to land me as a senior pastor of a church or into the publishing world. But God, in his divine wisdom, quietly closed every single one of those doors. And I was like, okay, so all these doors are closed. What am I going to do now? Well, on top of all of that, I had just published my 7th book called Purgatory's Revenge. And if you've not read that book yet, I encourage you to pick it up in the app stores. I'll link it in the show notes. If you go to jbsism.com/165, I'll link it there. jbsism.com/165. And I had this book come out. I actually had another book prior called Focus Up In and Out come out the previous fall. And in 2022, I tendered my resignation as the executive pastor of CFC. And I told our pastor my story, that God has moved me from where I currently am into the next phase of life. Well, that phase of life came as a little bit of a surprise to me, but not a total shock to me. I moved from pastoring, I'm still an ordained pastor, but I moved from pastoring into the financial advising world. So I am fully licensed as a financial advisor, Series 7, Series 66, as well as a life and health producer. I passed all of those exams. It took about 8 months to get through all of the studying and the exams, and I was grateful for that time. Now I am knee-deep into helping clients plan their retirement, helping clients fulfill their dreams and their goals and their vision. You know, if you have looked at my website, you'll see that my vision is really to help you find your voice, write your story, succeed in life. And it hasn't changed. That is still very much where I'm at today. Helping you find your voice, write your story, and succeed in your family, your ministry, your business, and your life. And I want people to have clarity in life, clarity in finances, clarity, and be their coach, be their guide. And so It was a long journey, but I've arrived. And so now I'm currently busy building my business, working hard day after day to make sure that that everything that God had called me to do, I am doing with wholeheartedness. I'm doing with passion, and in fact, the individuals that I help have been grateful for me, and they've told me as much. And so I'm happy. So I'm currently an advisor with Edward Jones. And if you're not familiar with Edward Jones is a 102-year-old brokerage firm, based out of St. Louis, Missouri. And my job as an advisor is to partner with individuals and help them plan their life. But when God calls, the question that I have is, what do we do? How do we respond when God calls? How do we respond when God calls? Well, in today's passage, if you open the YouVersion Bible app, I really like the scripture that was on there. It says in Hebrews 4, verse 16, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." You see, God's grace is there when we need it. It doesn't matter the things that you're going through. God may be having you in a season of transition. God may have you in a season of change, and seasons of change are okay. You know, for me, you know, the Lord gives me a word every single year, and 2020 was a year of shifting. And boy, did we experience a lot of shifting in our society. 2021 was the year of being still. Learn to be still and know that he's God. Know that he's got us wrapped into his everlasting arms. 2022 was the year of change or convergence. Making a change in life. And so when change is thrust upon us, how are we going to react? And when we look back, we can see we've come to a convergence in our life. And we can say, okay, my North Star is this. And you move towards it. Last year was the year of trusting. I didn't know what I was doing when I was starting to build this business. Sometimes I still feel I don't know what I'm doing. But it's the year of trusting, and this year is the year of planting seeds for future growth. You see, everything we do is about moving towards the future that God has in store. And I've made a comment about this plaque that I've had in front of me here. This plaque in front of me is called "With All Your Might Achieve." With all your might achieve, but it's not just by my might or by my power, it's by the Spirit of God. It's by him guiding, prompting, leading, directing our lives. And so my goal as an advisor is to help my clients plan their lives, plan their retirement, make sure that they're not going to run out of money when they get deep into retirement. Making sure that their financial needs are taken care of. My goal as a coach, a life coach, is to make sure that you are prospering in everything that you do. And so when I sit down and I think about where it is that God wants me, I know that I can rest easy knowing I am right where I'm supposed to be. And so my question for you is, are you right where you're supposed to be? Are you where God wants you to be? Life is exciting. Our journeys are moving. And so maybe take a moment and think, where am I at today? And is that really you, God? God, are you speaking to me? Are you speaking to me? You know, steps to hearing God is being still. Being still. Number two, asking God to help you understand where you're at. What's your North Star? Where is it that God is calling you? What is it that He's moving you towards? Because I'm here to tell you, the adventure is grand. The adventure is exciting. And so what are you called towards? What are you moving towards? And what is it that God has for you? When you hear the voice of God, you have an adventure that is going to ensue. And boy, I've been on quite the adventure. I'll talk more down the road about some of this adventure that I've been on. But I just wanted to jump on and give you a quick update of where my life has been in the the last several months. But all I have to say is this: listen to the voice of God. With all your might, achieve with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you'll get there. You're writing your story. You're finding your voice. And the goal is, with God, we can succeed in our life. So that's where I'm at. That's what life has for me. So I hope you've enjoyed this. It's a short episode, and I purposefully wanted to make it a short episode. I am currently working on the third installment to my Purgatory series. So if you've not read the first two books, Vengeance of Purgatory or Purgatory's Revenge, please pick those books up. I think you'll really like those. I'm working on the third installment right now. So pick those up. Go to my website, jbsism.com/165, to read the show notes of today's episode. And at the same time, I also want to make sure that you know I'm going to be back recording a little bit more often. How often? I'm not really sure. But with that, go forth, be blessed, my friends, and be a blessing. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.